next speaker is a college lecturer. He's the National Officer of NACFAP, and he's speaking here today as an Iraqi exile. Fawzia Ibrahim.
No tears will be shed for the demise of Saddam Hussein and his violent regime. But lots of tears will be shed and are being shed for the Iraqi people and for Iraq. That we are told that Iraq has been liberated. Indeed they have. Thousands have been liberated from their hands, arms and legs, from their limbs. Parents from their sons and daughters, mothers from their babies, and children from their brothers and sisters. We are told that Blair and Bush have been justified in this war. After all, they are winning the war. But we never opposed the war because we thought they were going to lose it. We are opposed to war because it was immoral. It's endless war. It's an imperialist war of conquest. And because Iraq will be destroyed in the process. And what they couldn't destroy by the B-52s, the missiles and the shelling, is now being destroyed by looters, thieves and gangsters. Nothing is safe. Hospitals, schools, shops, embassies. In Mosul, even a museum or an was ransacked. Is it a wonder that thieves carry loot in one hand and a thank you Bush placard in the other? Is it a wonder that those carrying incubators from a hospital blow kisses to yes Marines around the corner? Are we to believe that this mighty superpower could not impose even a sentence of law and order in Baghdad and Basra? That they couldn't even protect hospitals and schools? Baghdad has never witnessed such a lawlessness and thuggery since the British conspired for a rule in 1941. So it is this time round. This breakdown of law and order is no accident. It is deliberate policy by the Americans. And when Bush and Blair call on the Shiites in Baghdad to rise up, it is a deliberate attempt at igniting sectarian conflict and violence. This is a war that uses the latest 21st century technology that's conducted like a medieval conquest. It's a war designed as a showcase of the might of the United States in the front of which all of us must kneel and ask for forgiveness. But the world said no, and we say no. The fact that the United States is now threatening Syria is a sign of their weakness, not of their strength. The United States remains isolated, and it's in isolation, it lashes out. So we will continue to say no to imperialist wars. We will continue to say no to imperialism. We shall not be silenced.